hate having to appear like that. Really is the most tiresomely noisy manifestation. So, well, they're expected of one, I suppose.
Hey, you. Come here.
Code is broken.
Trouble?
Big.
Bob?
The message is, Mars needs women.
Mars needs. The final message? Just those three words?
Well, I know it's crazy.
It's a gag. It's a prank. It's a fake.
That'll be all. I'll take it from here, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Bob. Childish.
Well, they're like children in many ways. Sometimes you have to humor them, sometimes you have to spank them.
Well, I guess this Martian scare was another joke we fell for, huh?
We weren't sure for a while, though, were we?
Just like those flying saucers. Why, now, we really fell for that one, didn't we? It sure did. You know, it takes me back to that radio show years ago. Let's see, what was it? Invasion from Mars, something like that. Remember? No, that's before your time. Yeah, it was about 30 years ago. Yeah, darndest thing you ever heard of. People were fainting all over the country. You know, there was even a heart attack or two cause of it. Imagine, with our rockets and space programs and all, we should let some practical joker get on our defense system and just scare the daylights out of us. Do you think they're going to catch the prankster that did this? You know, I just wonder what the guy's feeling like right now. You know, getting us all stirred up and spending all that money and sending up those planes.
I'm going to have to relay the message to the president on the hotline.
Call the police.
I saw my baby crying hard as babe could cry. What could I do? My baby's love had gone and left my baby blue. Nobody knew.
A dance to decadence. A dance to the train that runs through my mind, searching for the snake running into my behind. A dance. A fairy dance, a dance that will serve into man's whole, a dance that will turn man's whole into man's soul, a dance.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about nothing. Man. All my life people have fucked with me. Don't you fuck with me, man. I just fucking hate people. I hate people. And I don't care! I just don't fucking care. I don't care. No, I am the baddest motherfucker you ever saw, man!
You know what a shit barometer is, Bob? Measures the shit pressure in the air.
You can feel it. Listen, Bobs, hear that? Sounds of the whispering winds of shit.
What the fuck are you going on about?
No, I don't hear anything.
Oh, but you will, my sorry little friend. When the old shit barometer rises, and you'll feel it too. Your ears will implode from the shit pressure.
You were warned, Bubs. But you picked the wrong side. Beware, my friend.
Shit winds are coming.
Perfecting the cosmic bomb campaign.
whenever I heard David Bowie's song, Fame, and that one part where he goes, Fame, what you like is in the know. I always thought he was saying, Dre, what you get is no tomorrow. Whenever I heard that, I always thought it sounded like a baby in a wet diaper.
I don't intend to go telling lies to people.
Of course not!
You're all a bunch of fucking idiots!
I need nothing, I've everything I need. I walk along the dusty road, a donut in my hand. The sun is round and yellow and it shines upon my feet. I've walked 100 yards and I'm not the least bit tired. I need nothing, I've everything I need. I walk along the dusty road, a donut in my hand. The cloud is white upon the sky,
as white as a woman's skin.
I've walked another 100 yards and I'm not the least bit tired. I need nothing, I've everything I need. I walk along the dusty road, a donut in my hand. I bumped into a dairy bush with cows on every twig. I squeezed myself a glass of milk, my thirst went up like smoke. I need nothing, I've everything I need. I walk along the dusty road and I stumbled by a sailor, was lying by the road. I kissed his lips and made him wince, and then I stumbled on. I need nothing, I've everything I need. I walk along the dusty road, a donut in my hand. I spied a silver coffin, the lid was open wide. I wrapped my shirt right round my leg and lay down flat inside. I need nothing, I've everything I need. I lie upon a coffin, a donut in my hand.
Definitely, this is the wrong place to be. There's blood on the futon. There's a kid drinking fire, going down to the sea. They got people to meet, shaking hands with themselves, looking out for themselves. When they ask you for credit, give them a branch. When they want you to get it, chew on the grass. I know, cause they told me to tell you. There's nothing to tell you, there's nothing to sell you. In the afternoon, riding the scapegoat, burning equipment, decomposing. Cool off your jets, take off your sweats. I got a funny feeling, they got plastic in the afterlife. When they want you to cry, leap open to the sky. When they suck your mind like a pigeon you fly. I know it's the positive people running from their time, looking for some feeling.
Nothing to get there. No remedies needed. No killing, hurting, or scaring. No blood to be bleeding. It's always needed. It's understood in the creed. It's called unforced peace. Enforce peace everywhere. Enforce peace in the palaces. Enforce peace in the Indies. Enforce peace where it's still. Enforce peace where it's windy. Enforce peace in cathedrals. Enforce peace in churches. Enforce peace on earth is.
Swaggering sweetly, cradled neatly in your arms without a sweaty struggle. Deep in the forest of denial, near a rotted stump of true love, sits a frowning bisexual cold love, spitting in the face of freedom, teetering the brink of breakdown. Introducing the sexual shakedown. Fucking like scared animals. Deep in the forest of denial. The demon incest is inside me. The tumor swells inside me.
This is a song about vegetables. They keep you regular, they're real good for you.
All the vegetable will respond to you.
Some people don't go for prunes. I don't know. I've always found that if they...
Call any vegetable.
Call any vegetable.
Pick up your phone.
Call any vegetable.
Think of a vegetable. chances are good that a vegetable will respond to you.
The next tune is going to be a rock and roll number. It's not, I didn't really intend it to be a rock and roll number, except that I keep getting a vision, a sort of mirror vision in my mind of myself standing up here with a guitar around my neck. See, this is basically because the stool that I'm going to use is up in the cashier's office, you know, being used to take money with. Okay. The next poem is one in four parts. I'll play you the title before I actually speak it. Capacity travel for imbalancing constructions, ladies and gentlemen. Subtitle, or perhaps it's dedicated to Auntie Loot. Auntie Loot digs anti-lucid. The first part of this thing is the John Taylor musical bit of the spirit hue. Auntie Loot digs anti-vespered flights upon a swollen pint of methane. A boo-boo, boo-boo, like or anything I'd do. By George, Hamel, Butte, Boot, Dick. Part 2, which is actually part 32, is the bipolitical and assumingly trisexual section. I.e. the mokey pokey portion. She digs per wafer lunging as much blubber and bread black sperm by one tin 3% American unexpected. If it was your urgency of African and blood, these all pies of all yours until after his liquor is one grumble, drinkle, closing, rot is closed. Part 3. It costs £3.07 and threepence. It's the IE3B knock stop jesoteric start area bird. Thelonious Mind, your face, but glass, glad boy, yep, ye stop-spoked drake of strung tongue. Fear song, kiss blade, yumbling about and plot plinked, eyeing regardlessly, huge as notes as a circus da-dee-da, only caring care for the grand minding. After part four, which is actually section 894, paragraph 31b, 11.2, is from the preparation of unpolitical verb song. Only mark you, mark you. So anti-loot digs, anti-nuclear cuz, and anti-loot digs, anti-oops and however, Stalin and Jack Brabham, that is anti-load digs, that is thank you for that clenched handcuffing. I must say that English audiences are some of the most astonishing audiences I've ever struck in my worldwide travels. Nothing against them in particular.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, not as well.
I blow my nose too loud. I'm that filthy Anglo-Saxon man. I'm proud. I know why you dislike it if I let one off, but I can't respect you if it's
fought in the last war to make people like yourself impossible.
Oh, no.
I am the king of the world. in a building tall with a stone wall around. There's a rubber room. When a man sees things and hears sounds that's not there, he's headed for the rubber room. Illusions in a twisted mind to save from self-destruction. It's the rubber room where a man can run into the wall till his strength makes him fall and lie still and wait for help in the rubber room. From his blurry vision of doom, a cycle in the rubber room. The man in the room right next to mine screams a woman's name, hits the wall in vain. He's in the rubber room. I hear footsteps pounding on the floor. God, I hope they don't stop at my door. I'm in the rubber room. Now they've come to get me, but they find I'm a screaming pretty words, trying to make them rhyme. I'm in the rubber room. A psycho. I'm in the rubber room. Do 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 do.
In a cocoon of skin-tight buffoonery. Now here's the plan. Now here's the plan. They're going to spit his body across the land, and he'll wind up in a fallen sand. Poisoned Mr. Suit, full of fluid, and 37 million bears worth of bad oxygen. No stones in the hand, no birds in the bush. You've been poisoned, Uncle Lau, by the deadly injection.
Down in the jungle deep, the badass lion stepped on the signifying monkey's feet. The monkey said, "Motherfucker, can't you see why you standing on my goddamn feet?"
Right on.
The lion said, "I ain't heard a word you said. Said if you say three more, I'll be stepping on your motherfucking head." Now the monkey lived in the jungle in an old oak tree, bullshitting the lion every day in the week. Every day before the sun go down, The lion would kick his ass all through the jungle town. But the monkey got wise and started using his wit. Said, I'm gonna put a stop to this old ass-kicking shit. Right. So he ran up on the lion the very next day. Said, oh, Mr. Lion, there's a big bad motherfucker coming your way. And when you meet, it's gonna be a goddamn sin. And wherever you meet, some ass is bound to be. Said, he's somebody that you don't know, cause he just broke a loose from Ringling Brothers' show. Said, baby, he talked about your people in a hell of a way. He talked about your people till my hair turned gray. He said, your daddy's a freak and your mama's a whore. Said, he spotted you running through the jungle selling asshole from door to door. Said, your sister did the damnedest trick. She got down so low and sucked the earthworm's dick. He said he spotted your niece behind the tree screwing a motherfucking flea. He said he saw your aunt sitting on the fence giving a goddamn zebra a prick. Then he talked about your mommy and your sister Lou. Then he started talking about how good your grandma screwed. Said your sister's a prostitute and your brother's a punk. And said, I be damned if you don't eat all the pussy you see every time you get drunk. He said he cornholed your uncle and fucked your auntie and your niece. And next time he see your grandma, he gonna get him another good piece. He said your brother died with the whooping cough and your uncle died with the measles. And said your old grandpa died with a rag chunked up in his ass, saying he is going on home to Jesus. And you know your little sister that you love so dear, said I fucked all day for a bottle of beer. So Mr. Lion, you know that ain't right. So whenever you meet the elephant, be ready to fight. So the lion jumped up in a hell of a rage, like a young cocksucker full of gauge. He let out a roar, tail shot back like a 44. He went through the jungle, knocking down trees, kicking giraffes to the knee. Then he ran up on the elephant, talking to the swine. Said, all right, your big bad motherfucker is gonna be your ass or mine. The elephant looked at him out the corner of his eyes. Said, all right, go ahead on, little funny bunny motherfucker, and pick on somebody your own size. The lion jumped up and made a fancy pass. The elephant sidestepped him and kicked him dead in his ass. He busted up his jaw, fucked up his face, broke all four legs, snatched his ass out of place. He picked him up, slammed him to the tree. Nothing but lion shit as far as you could see. He pulled out his nuts, rolled them in the sand, and kicked his ass like a nacho man. They fought all that night and all the next day. Somehow the lion managed to get away. But he drug his ass back to the jungle more dead than alive, just to run into that little monkey with some more of his signifying child. The monkey looked at him and said, God damn, old boy. Said, you don't look so swell. Said, look like to me you caught a whole lot of hell. Said, your eyes is all red and your asshole is blue. Said, I knew in the beginning it wasn't shit for you. There's one thing you and me gotta get straight, cause you one ugly cocksucker I so do hate. Now when you left the jungle run, now you bring your dog ass back here damn near hung. Look, motherfucker, ain't you a bitch? Your face look like you got the 7-year itch. I told my wife before you left, I should have kicked your ass my motherfucking self. Well, I seen it when he threw you into that tree, cause some of that old lion shit got on me. Well, every night when me and my wife is trying to get a little bit, here you come round here with some of that old owl shit. Shut up! Don't you roar, cause I'll bail out of this tree and whoop your dog ass some more. And don't look up here with your sucker paw case, cause I'll piss through the fork of this tree in your motherfucking face. The monkey got happy, started to jump up and down. His feet missed the limb and his ass hit the ground. Like a streak of lightning and a ball of white heat, that lion was on his ass with all 4 feet. Dust rose and tears came in the little monkey's eyes. The little monkey said, look, Mr. Lion, I apologize. Said, if you let me get my nuts out the sand, well, I'll fight your ass like a natural man. Look, motherfucker, ain't you a bitch?
You ain't raising no hell, cause everybody saw you jump on me after I slipped and fell. Said if you'd fight like men should, I'd whoop your ass all over these woods. This made the lion mad. It was the boldest challenge he ever had. He squared off for the fight, but that little monkey jumped damn near out of sight. Landed way up in a banana tree and began to grin, saying, look here, you big bad motherfucker, you been bullshitted again. Said, well, I'll take me one of these bananas and whoop on your ass till it sang the Star Spangled Banner. And said, if you ever mess with me again, I'm gonna send you back to my elephant friend. Said, the things I told you will never part, but what I'm gonna tell you now is gonna break your motherfucking heart. Said, your mommy ain't no good and your sister's been a whore. Said, I had that bitch on the corner for a year or more. But the lion looked up with a hell of a frown, roared so loud that little monkey fell back to the ground. The little monkey looked up and said, please, Mr. Lion, please don't take my life, cause I got 13 kids and a very sickly wife. Said, all my money to you I'll give, Mr. Lion, please just let me live. But the lion kicked him in his ass and broke his neck, left that little monkey in a hell of a wreck. The monkey looked up to the sky with tears in his eyes. Nothing he could see or nothing he could hear. He knew that that was the end of his bullshitting and signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career.
A crippled lion's deathbed in a daydream did rise, while past the streams of fire on a battle path did glide. He left his wheelchair spinning deeper in the mud, and it sent his memories in its body and its blood. An angel came to greet him, by his side she flew, whispered as a part of him what he already knew. His head was spinning freely and it was plain to see, his burden was himself, he bore the sight his eyes could be. It died quite easily, right there was gone for good. But he couldn't see his loved one like he thought he should. He thought if they were gone, said he, and this cannot be true. The search to find what wasn't there has brought him back to you.
Donna,
sitting there to be adored. There is no damnation, 'cause there is no salvation. This is it for you, baby. This is it for me. Watch out, honey. Where do you go when you die? Churches full of people praying to themselves, praying to each other, praying not to go to hell. The church is full of people praying to the void, eyes deep within them, and they're feeling paranoid. All I ever been is me. All I know is I. And I will turn to nothing in the second that I die. Oh, where do you go when you die? Where do you go when you die? Could merge with Napoleon's, or blend with easy ease. Might get stuck in limbo, like a balloon stuck in the trees. There ain't no Pontius Pilate, there ain't no Judas Priest. It's just a lump of rotting meat, officially pronounced deceased. Oh yeah, baby, where do you go when you die? Where do you go when you die? You're not supposed to ask this question. You're supposed to be here now. And if you have good karma, you won't come back as a piece of British beef, yeah. Where do you go when you die?
Nowhere.
Where do you go when you die?
Number one, fornicate them.
I know you.
I'm all strung out and my money's spent. Can't really tell you where last year went, but I've given up paying my bills for land. Now the landlord, he says he wants his rent. Fuck him. Hey, now the women, they come, the women, they go. The hens start to cackle when the cock starts to crow. Hell, I take them in when the warm winds blow. But I boot them in the ass once it starts to snow, 'cause fuck them. I got a letter from my folks and they say they're in debt. They say that things are as bad as they can possibly get. You know, I haven't answered that letter yet. I might use it to light my cigarette, 'cause fuck them.
What did they ever do for me anyway? Threw me out of the house when I was 29 years old and cut off my allowance. Fuck 'em. Hey, woman come around and handed me a line about a lot of little orphan kids suffering and dying. Shit, I give her a quarter cause one of them might be mine. Yeah, the rest of those little bastards can keep right on crying. I mean, fuck kids. Throw up on your shoulder, piss in your lap, never give you nothing. Fuck 'em. I had a fight last night with a big lumberjack. I spent most of the fight laying flat on my back. You know, he beat me up fair, and that's a fact. But I busted his head as soon as he turned his back on. Fuck fair fighting. Yeah. You know, my junkie buddy got the shakes again. He gave me $5, sent me out in the rain. I'm supposed to bring back something to cure his pain. Oh shit, I took the bread and I jumped on a train cause fuck junkies, menace to society. Break into your house, steal your TV set and go pawn it, stick up gas stations and then wanna get rehabilitated right next door to you. Fuck them. Hey, I caught a cold, I'm chilled and wet, and I'm coughing blood and I'm short of breath, and at the foot of my bed sits old man Death. He says, hey Shelly, he says, ain't you ready to go yet? And I says, he says, you're the devil's favorite pet. And I says, says, and he's waiting for you. And you're late. And I says, fuck him! Let the mother wait! I got things I ain't done yet. Bills I haven't not paid. I got people I ain't bad dog. I got chicks I haven't knocked up and left yet. To do, places to go, people to do. How's that?
I hear a new world. So real. Haunting me. How can I tell?